This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Peachtree Pest Control, I-95 Toyota, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Air Adjusters, Cunningham Jewelers, and by Moon Doggies. And now, your host, Kit Branch.
Welcome to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. We are live from Moondoggies Pizza. I'm Teddy Bishop, sitting in for Kip Branch tonight. This segment of the Pirate Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Peachtree Pest Control, Golden Isle Pharmacy, I-95 Toyota, Air Adjusters, Cunningham Jewelers, and by our host, Moondoggies Pizza. And now joining us, the head coach of the Brunswick High Pirates, Sean Pender. Coach, first question I gotta ask you, how does it feel to be city champion?
Fantastic. No, it's great to be a Pirate today, that's for sure. It's just exciting times really with what we're got going on, but being the city championship, finally got that monkey off our back, and we're not looking back now, we're looking forward.
Looking forward. Coach, one other question I gotta ask you too. What was running through your mind when Glenn scored that touchdown with less than a minute to take their first lead of the game and go up by 4 points?
Tell the team not to hold their heads down, that this game's not over. We had 40 or 41 seconds left to go in the game. We had two timeouts. We run a two-minute drill at the end of every practice, and we do it for times like that. So we needed to be prepared for that moment, and we got our kids refocused. We came out, and we tried to battle, and we got an opportunity for a big play, and we made the most of our opportunities.
Coach, let's talk about that late Glenn touchdown for just a minute or so. Obviously, it was a trick play with double reverse and a pitch back to their quarterback, T.J. Lewis. But I really didn't think it fooled our defense. I thought the coverage was good on Caden Hutchison.
Absolutely.
Lewis just made a good throw, and Hutchison stretched out and made an excellent catch.
Yeah, I'll elaborate on that catch, too, because, one, you got to give hats off to Caden the way he played that game, not just that catch. That kid, I don't know how many times he ran the ball, but he was pounding at the middle on their defense, and he was working, he was a workload, he did a great job against us, and he had to be tired, he had to be sore. But that kid has a lot of heart, and when they did that double reverse pass, like he ran around the outside edge, and TJ, he got the ball off and made a good throw, and Caden just laid out for it. And when you see the film, or you see the newspaper clipping, our guy had the ball, had his hand in between Caden, on the ball, and Caden still was able to snatch it out of the air, and he made a tremendous play for his team. Hats off to him. He did a terrific job. The unfortunate thing for them was they left 41 seconds on the clock for us.
And Coach, now let's talk about the Pirates touchdown that tossed it away. Kip called it the miracle between the bricks, and I think that has stuck. And I want to get your thoughts on this. I had a few people tell me during or since the game that it was a Hail Mary pass that was luck, but to me it appeared to be a design play with KJ throwing to a specific receiver, Tarese Jones. It wasn't just throwing it to an area. Am I right in that? How would you assess that play?
No, you're right. It's part of our drill package. It's one of the plays that we run over and over again. It's called 94. And when we ran that play, we looked at the slot receiver. The slot receiver had a man on. If that man went with the out route, we throw it over his head to the post route. And that's where our receiver was at the post. And we underthrew it just a tad, and their defensive back was able to undercut and try to make a play on it. But our receiver stuck with it. Tyrese stuck with the play. He made the catch, and when he made the catch, he had an opportunity to run and score. But yes, it's a design play.
This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
I'm going to elaborate on it again.
Yes, go ahead, sure.
If you ever watch the beginning of every one of our practices when our players warm up, watch one of those drills that our receivers do. The drill is called tip drill. And the drill is designed for when a defender or something tips the ball to stick with it and focus with it and make the catch. Another drill they do is one-handed grab. All right, so you'll see them do that if you watch beforehand. So when you look at it, they tip the ball up and we had a player there, and it's not potluck. It is something that is practiced. It's something that's designed for situations like that, because you've been in this program long enough, or you've been playing this game. Stuff like this happens in football games. Their defender made a great play, but he tipped the ball up and he gave us an opportunity for us to make a play, and it was something that is practiced. And our player went up on tip drill. He also got it with the knee, struck it down with one hand, and then once he did, he was able to finish the drill. He turned and he split the defenders, and then we have something that we do every day too in zone defense called settle up drill, where you work on splitting defenders and turning and getting upfield. So Tyrese was able to accomplish three drills in one play. So, yeah, the stuff we do is practice. I don't look at it as luck.
I agree, and that was exactly what I said.
You know what luck is, don't you? It's when opportunity and preparation meet, you get lucky.
There you go.
So if you want to call it that way, we had the opportunity, and we were prepared for it, and then some people call it success, and some others call it luck.
And when Tyrese caught the ball, and as you said, the drill was splitting the defenders, there were two, three other Glenn defenders there.
And they put TJ back there, their quarterback.
Right,
They're an athlete. He's a good athlete. I don't know how much they practiced with him back there. I haven't seen him back at safety at any games. But they did put him back there in that situation, thinking, hey, we'll put him back there. Maybe he can make the play. But you can tell he wasn't used to playing in the defensive backfield.
And Tyree simply, once he split the defenders, as you said, he outran to the end zone. Couldn't catch him.
I don't know if anybody could have caught Tyrese that day. He was running like a scalded dog.
Coach, I want to talk a little bit about Jacoby Hill. Of course, he was hurt in the first quarter of the first game of the season and hadn't played since then. But having him back on the field, to me, I think was a big boost. And, of course, he scored a touchdown. But I also, and it had to, I think, would alter maybe Glenn's defensive plan a little bit by having Jacoby back on the field. Maybe not.
No, I don't think it did. They knew there was a chance that he was going to be back. I was talking to Rock before the game, and he said they prepared the chance and the opportunity that he might be there. And, he was there. Now, Jacoby, he's still not 100%, but he came in. He did a really good job. He didn't carry the ball like he normally does, but he's going to get more and more involved in our game plan as the weeks go on. But he does a real good job in the blocking scheme also, and that's something that we really miss. I mean, he does a good job catching the ball. He does a good job when he's running the football, as we all see, but he's also very good as a blocker. And to get him back and doing what he does in the blocking scheme to help out the running back is a big boost in itself.
More to come on the Pirates Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
Your proud new home for the Brunswick High Pirates Sean Pender Coaches Show this season? Moon Doggies. Be sure to be there every Wednesday night at 7 as the Pirates head coach breaks down the week in Brunswick High football. And be sure to try the best wings in town, hands down. Moondoggies, 36 Canal Road, 912-264-4888, online at moondoggiespizza.com, and let's go Pirates!
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
The friendly staff at Golden Isles Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free same-day delivery to St. Simons in Brunswick, so experience the difference for yourself. GoldenIslesPharmacy.com, 912-266-8140. Golden Isles Pharmacy is a proud supporter of Glenn County Athletics. Let's go Pirates!
The Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Teddy Bishop, sitting in for Chip Branch. This segment is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Peachtree Pest Control, Cunningham Jewelers, and by I-95 Toyota. Coach, want to get back a little bit to the running game. We talked a little bit about Jacoby Hill, and obviously Reed Simmons has stepped up, and he had a 32-yard touchdown run. If you will, assess the efforts of our running game, our running backs, in that city championship game.
Well, before I assess the efforts of the running backs, I want to talk about the running game when it comes to the offensive line and the blocking by the backs with it, because our offensive line, you know, they have their hands full. Glenn, year in and year out, has very good defensive linemen. They're well coached. They do a really good job. And our offensive line really handles them up front. You know, I'm very proud of the victory, all right? But one of the things I'm really proud is the way we were able to dominate them at the line of scrimmage. And that is the offensive line's physical play, the way they get after it. And then, you know, the way our running backs were able to run, and they ran hard. I mean, it was a physical game. There were a lot of hard hitting, you know, exchanges between the teams. And we ran hard between the tackles. And, you know, the first two drives, that's pretty much where we dominated. We were able to throw the ball efficiently, you know, get the ball moving, get first downs. But we really wanted to establish a running game, and we were able to do that against Glenn Early.
Okay, Coach, and now, if you will, let's talk about maybe specifically Reed Simmons, you know, scoring on the 32-yard touchdown, and of course Jacoby and other running backs. Just kind of give an assessment of their
Leon Charlton, yeah. and Pat Leggett are the other ones. I don't know if Pat really had any carries this week, but he does a great job in the running back position and his blocking. And then, of course, also Reed Simmons running hard in his blocking. Jacoby and Leon both catching the ball out of the backfield. They made some good catches out of the backfield on some naked bootlegs that went out to them, and they made, you know, a lot of things happen. I remember one time Leon almost scored on the long run. As a matter of fact, Jacoby ended up scoring on that drive. It was on our second drive. We threw a flare pass out to Leon, and he turned the corner, and he made a big gain on that. So, you know, very pleased with the group effort of the Wolfpack.
Coach, I want to talk a little bit, before we move on to the defense, I want to talk a little bit about K.J. Lee, senior, and, you know, I thought that it was one of his better efforts as the starting quarterback for the Pirates.
One of the biggest positives I can say about K.J. is he really seems to get better every week. And you see it in the attention to detail that he's starting to do when we're in our meeting rooms and we're doing things. He's always on the ball. He has the answers. Or when we're at the end of the practice, when a coach is talking and they ask a question, he's one of the first ones to answer. He's been extremely attentive in the things that he's doing. So you can really see that the effort level that he's putting out there is at a whole other level than it was before. Not that he did a bad job before. It's just magnitude, the things that he's doing. And you can really start to see it in his play. I feel he's getting better and better with the fundamentals. He's working on getting his reads correct. I think he does a good job, but I think he's going to be doing a better job in every game you see. So I'm very pleased with his performance, and he's really starting to get comfortable with the position.
You're listening to the Pirates Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, I want a lot of positive things to talk about from the game, but I also want to touch on the kicking game, particularly Kyle Reberg. He consistently kicks the ball into the end zone on kickoff, and to me that's a big factor in high school football. So if you will, comment on that. And another thing, before that game, I told Kip before we went on the air that I thought Reberg would kick a field goal that night, and he did. And obviously the 3 points turned out to be, the margin of the game. But not only with Reberg as the kicker, but the blocking and the holder and everything too.
Yeah, Kyle Reberg, he has improved tremendously every year since he came out there. And this year I'm very, very confident in him with the field goals. Usually we usually go for it, but now the way he's been kicking, I have a lot of confidence in him and the field goals. And of course, being able to pin teams deep, making teams drive the length of the field is difficult for teams to do. Now, I'm going to give Glenn credit because we were able to punt him inside the 10-yard line twice, and both times they took it out and went 90 yards and 190-plus yards for scoring drives. And again, credit for them for doing that. But our kicking game and our special teams, for the first time in that series, I really believe we won that battle. We won the field position battle, and that helps out tremendously. So our kicking game has really improved. Of course, there's a lot going in. They're kicking a field goal, the hold, the snap. Wellman does all of our long snap, and he does the long snapping for the punter, AJ, and he does the long snapping for our PATs and extra points. And he's been on the mark, and he's been clutch.
And Coach, if you will, just what you mentioned the punting game where our punter was able to kick it dead inside the 10-yard line. Let's talk about the defense. As you said, I thought Brunswick pretty much dominated the game, and the defense I thought played particularly well. Let's talk about the defense and any particular players or I know the defensive line, but just a little comment on that.
On the defense, there's two particular players I will mention. But first, when you said something about the punting with A.J. Elvine, this kid, you talking about a great story, what this kid has started doing and turning around. But right now, just a mark, and we're halfway through the year, and he's the number one ranked punter in 6A.
All right.
Not because of whatever, how they do the statistics with Maxwell Preps. It's not just the average yards per punt, but he has he's got a 51 yarder out there, and then also the amount of times he has pinned his opponents inside the 20 yard line, the amount of times he's pinned his opponents inside the 10 yard line, and also the hang time of his punts and the fact that teams are not getting returns on him. So he's however they mathematically calculate all that stuff. Right now, he's the number one punter in 6A. So I didn't.
All right.
I really needed to make sure that we get a shout out to AJ Elvine.
Yes.
Someone who is doing a phenomenal job for us. Now defense has been playing real well. They've been playing real well all year. Two players in particular. One got the player of the game from the media and all that stuff from before we broke down film and watched it, and he had a tremendous night and was one of our leaders and tacklers, and he's always on his A game with Zane Rosenbaum. He did a great job as an outside linebacker. He had a lot on his plate in that game, and man, he gave tremendous effort, and his emotions said it all at the end of the game. He had tears of joy just with the excitement, enthusiasm that he plays with, how hard he plays, and he just represented our defense and the way that our defense needs to be represented. So I was very, very proud with the way he did, and very pleased that he got named the defensive player of the game for the
very well
for the game. And then the other player in the back end, with all the stuff that Gaskins does, he does so much on our back end. He calls the back defense, and he gets people lined up correctly. And then on top of that, he does such a good job with his read progressions. He understands when they're going to run the ball. He understands when they're going to pass the ball. He's become such a student of the game. You'd think he's invited to life. We didn't get him out to his junior year.
Wow. We'll be right back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It's that time again. Time to support your Brunswick High Pirates. Peachtree Pest Control is a proud supporter of high school athletics in Glenn County and a proud sponsor of the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show. And remember, we are here for all of your pest control needs. Check us out at peachtreepest.com or give us a call, 855-3-Peachtree. And let's go, Pirates! No matter the temperature outside, Air Adjusters can get you ready for any weather, any time of year. They've been taking care of folks just like you for over 20 years. High quality work and trained professionals. So give the hometown folks at Air Adjusters a call. A Carrier factory authorized dealer and financing available. 912-264-9747 or online at airadjusters.com. And let's go, Pirates! Despite of everything, the world keeps spinning. Weddings are still being planned, anniversaries are still coming up, babies are still being born, and Cunningham Jewelers is still here to help you. Whether it's taking care of your graduate this summer, a special gift for that special someone, finding mom the perfect gift, telling dad thank you for everything, Cunningham Jewelers has you covered no matter what and no matter your budget. CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2021 Camrys, Corollas, explore with a brand new RAV4, get rugged with a brand new Tundra, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of the 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes, and oil changes for life. I-95Toyota.com or 866-590-3461. And let's go, Pirates!
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Teddy Bishop sitting in for Kip Branch. This segment is brought to you by Air Adjusters, Golden Isles Pharmacy, and our host, Moondoggy. Coach, obviously, a big win, and we kind of alluded to this a little bit, but not only did Brunswick High win, but I felt, calling the game up in the booth that we really pretty much dominated the game, even though it turned out to be a 3-point win. I haven't really looked at all the stats, but I thought Brunswick High pretty much dominated.
Oh yeah, it was definitely a close game with some of the stuff that was going on, but as far as the score goes, and we knew it was going to be a close game, but we did, play extremely hard, physical, and did have control of the game for the majority of the time, but it just wasn't the entire time. They had a couple really good drives against us. Turned the tides there for a split second, but it just happened for a little bit, and then after that we were able to regain it.
This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, obviously a big win, not just the city championship, but a region win. And of course, that determines, seedings and where you are in the playoffs. So, how does this win, this game, play into the region standings? And I know it's only been one region game, but how does that play into the region standings? And where does it kind of leave us as we move forward? The rest of the games are, of course, region games.
Well, absolutely, but it puts us in the driver's seat right now.
Right.
We still control our own destiny. I mean, right now we're 1-0. There's only a few teams in our region that are 1-0, and we just got to make sure we continue to win on a consistent basis. We have South Effingham up next, So we can't be, you know, continuing to look in the rearview mirror. Glenn, I'm glad that game is over. We played it. We are the city champions, and that's great. And we'll celebrate that more after the year's over. But right now, our efforts got to be concentrated on South Effingham for this week, and then, you know, and then the next week, the Statesboro, wherever. But we're going to take this one game at a time, and we're going to be trying to look for victories every time we play.
Coach, any injuries to be concerned about coming out of the Glenn game?
Well, you know, Lionel Twitty, he separated his shoulder, and you know, he's you know, probably going to be out for a little bit, but you know, he's doing really well. He's going to be back soon. I really believe that. They are just, you know, we're siding on the side of precaution right now, and but besides, you know, Tweedy, who plays outside linebacker, but as a sophomore, has been doing a great job. We're looking relatively healthy. We're getting healthier and healthier.
Good. Coach, we're now 3-2 on the season, 1-0 in the region, and this Friday night we'll travel to South Effingham to take on the Mustangs in their home stadium, which is called the Corral. That can be a tough place to play. Preview this game for us and kind of maybe what you look for from them, and maybe how you see this game unfolding.
Well, really, you know, they're gonna present a little bit of a problem on the defensive side of the ball with the way they run their defense. I mean, some people call it the walking 11 defense, some people call it the jab defense. That's what I learned it as, because it's like kamikazes coming from everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's just a different style that we're not used to seeing. So it's going to take a little bit of time to adjust to what they're doing. We're trying to imitate it on scout team, but it's kind of hard to duplicate that. And then we just got to make sure we know our role, do our job on the offensive side of the ball, and make sure we protect the football, make sure that we play hard. And if we do that, we need to be able to run the ball physically. We need to be able to attack them on the back end. They're going to give us mostly a cover three coverage. They will mix up a little bit of man coverage here and there, especially when they're trying to do multiple types of blitzes. And on the offensive side of the ball, they're typically a spread team, but they're going to be a run-first spread team. Don't know the significance. Their quarterback got injured in the last game, and then the other quarterback they brought in was more of a runner than a passer. So I'm not sure where they lie with, you know, is their number one quarterback going to start? If he's going to start, they're going to throw and pass. If it's their number two quarterback, they're going to be more run-heavy. So we're preparing for either or on our defensive side of the ball. And then special teams, we can't give up possessions. We got to make sure offensively we don't turn it over. But more importantly, on the special teams part, we don't need to foul a sucker and fall asleep to an onside kick or a fake punt or something like that, because they're going to do this kind of thing and be ready for a trick play here and there.
Coach, we got about 15 seconds. Final call.
You know, again, it was a great city championship. I'm very excited for that championship. But now it's time for us to move on. And goal one was the city championship. Goal two is going after the region championship. So that's what we're focusing on. And we can't do that without a victory on Friday night. So we got to get ready for the Mustangs. And we're heading up to the crowd. Come out and watch us play, and if you can't come up there, make sure you listen to us on the radio.
Absolutely, and go Pirates.
All right.